let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. From Siku Obadiah's is the powerful book, Breaking the Code, a guide to overcome the effect of negative experiences and the greatest barrier to faith and performance. The book was written to draw attention to the most significant stumbling block to faith and human performance and to overcome the effects of negative behavior by providing a step-by-step guide to solving the problem. Siku's life is a great testimony to the power of self-mastery, and he uses his writings to teach the masses to provide inspiration and tools to help people achieve their dreams. Using his vast experiences, he became a motivational speaker and a personal life development coach, helping others to achieve the same success as he has. Siku Obadiah's, author of Breaking the Code, a guide to overcome the effect of negative experiences and the greatest barrier to faith and performance, our guest on This Week in America. Siku, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, thank you for your kind introduction, and it's my honor to be here.
So much great information in the book that we'll cover as much as we can during the course of the program today, but we will direct people to the book, and I'll give you information on the website and where you can get that during the course of the program. I want to first of all ask about the personal development life coach. I mentioned that in the beginning, and I know you're helping a number of people with this service. What is a personal development life coach, and why do people need one?
Right, Rick, thank you. First of all, let me thank you for the opportunity to express who I am and to introduce myself and my writings to your very fine, informative audience. Also, for accommodating me to have this interview at this time amidst the number of challenges we both have.
No, it's that our pleasure. Said, yes, it's great to have you with us. Thank you.
We do. That said, a personal development life coach is one who either draws from his experience, his life experience, or sometimes people may have gone through several courses and or training to be able to help others. In life, people, in any major profession in life, whether it is sports, business, entertainment, the greatest basketball player have a coach. The greatest golf player has a coach. Everybody that wants to achieve have coaches. Unfortunately, playing the most significant and important game, the game of life, people go through life without a coach. And they depend on either a member of their family and friends to make decisions and to give them advice. Unfortunately, good intention is not a sufficient qualification,
yes,
or a substitute for good communication. A personal development coach is significant in that they will not allow you to get rid of excuses. They would work with you to push you beyond barriers that you would not have perhaps pushed on your own. They become a good independent counselor, someone that you can talk to personally. And especially if you have a life coach, someone that have a vast experience in various aspects of life, they would not necessarily just focus on one area, but they can talk to you about your emotions, about your finance, about your health. And that's what I offer at the Personal Development Life Coach. It's one that every one of us should have. It will help allow us to reduce the number of mistakes that people make as they're flowing through life.
And you can get information on that at Siku's website, which is goldint.org. Give you that information and another website as we go through the program. And if you log onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you will find that information there as well. The book Breaking the Code states it was inspired by your life's story. What exactly is the life story? When you talk about self-mastery and overcoming odds, I see a picture of you in my mind as I'm mentioning that. Talk about that, because you really, really overcame a lot to get where you are, the success that you are in life.
Rick, this book serves as a memoir, a testimonial for a life well-lived, a source of hope that may help many people who are suffering from the various effects of negative experiences in their lives, and also those who want to achieve their dreams. I was very fortunate, came to this country at the age of 26, arrived in New York with very limited reading or writing ability, went to school at night, got a high school diploma, went to college, got an engineer degree, taught in the private and public school for a few years, got involved in the private industry, and then I was exposed to personal development training. I was exposed to businesses. I built several businesses, and I was very fortunate to live a very, very good and comfortable life fully every day. My challenges came in my earlier years. I was not diagnosed at the time and did not know it at the time, but I had dyslexia when I was very young, which meant that I could not read. I was born and raised in a socialist country, small country, British Guiana in South America, and raised under a British system, educational. If you can't read, it really affects just with everything you do. However, because I could not read, I was very fortunate to escape the general society's programming.
It's just an amazing story, what Sekou went through. You'll read that, and he will guide all of us to a better quality of life in his book, Breaking the Code, A Guide to Overcome the Effect of Negative Experiences and the Greatest Barrier to Faith and Performance. The website to go to is goldint.com, goldint.org. I'm sorry, I think I said .com, .org. We'll have that, I'll mention that a couple more times during the program, and we'll have it on our website if you're looking to get information on Sekou. What makes your book different from other self-help books on the market? Because it really is unique. What would you say makes it different?
Rick, millions of people every day are trying to better themselves, are reading quite a number and a wide variety of available self-help books. Unfortunately, these books and many of these books do not address the core issue as to why people act, what it is that caused people to take the actions that they do. What my book does, it gets to the source of the issue. The human mind, we are very, very blessed as humans. We are created with this powerful mind, the most powerful tool that we have, that we can create our environment and change and shape things the way we desire. Unfortunately, if you don't have the knowledge of how to control your own mind, you are going to make decisions that is controlled, and your mind is going to be programmed by others, allowing you to make decisions from a presupposition position. What this book does, it helps people to reprogram their mind, give them a number of steps to reprogram their mind so that they can now be in charge of controlling the thoughts that come into their mind, and by that means controlling the decisions that they make. That said, armed with that power, in respect to what your condition is, in respect of what your age is, no matter what type of experiences you have in the past, you can simply change the situation that you are in by changing the way you think. And you could only do that if you can control your thoughts. Self-development, most of the self-development books in the market tell you what to do, but do not address the core issue. It is my opinion and strong belief that this book should be a prerequisite to reading any one of the self-help books that there is on the marketplace.
Well, I think that's true, and the way you're describing that and what you have in the book, this book can really help all of us. Who is the book designed for?
Well, because of the number of issues that we are facing, especially at this time, this book is significant in that it heightens so many of the problems that people are facing. Right now, we are in a position where people are going through high levels of increased violence and crime, legal and illegal drug use, depression and suicide rates are screaming at a very, very high rate, and especially amongst our young people, who unfortunately, many of them are losing hope. This book, because it deals with the decisions that people make, the core decision that people make, in my opinion, should be read by everyone, but in particular, people who are starting from the age of the sixth grade. Anyone who is trying to find a good romantic relationship, perhaps, try to maintain better head habits, people who may be trying to be consistent in their spirituality, have better careers, become a better person, a better parent, try to learn how to create wealth at last, end negative thinking, overcome illness. And by the way, studies are now showing that even illnesses that we have that we once believed were predisposed based on your genetics, it's now found that you can use your mind to control and change some of the gene functioning to control and save yourself or heal yourself. And especially stop or reduce insecurity, especially amongst our young ladies who grow up to become women who are constantly being taken advantage of by smooth-talking men that tell them exactly what they want to hear, but make many empty promises that they don't or would not be able to keep. Use them and then leave them brokenhearted, and in many cases, leave them with the children and leave them in a position where they have to raise these children upon their own. That said, this book should be read by everyone who wants to change their lives.
You address negative thoughts and exercises. Please tell us how negative thoughts and exercises really affect our lives.
Rick, the way our mind functions, and this was one of the astonishing things I found as I was researching the work for this book. Contrary to popular belief, we are not in control of our own thoughts. Our conscious thought gives rise or gets its trigger from our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind, which was programmed from our early childhood, from age 7 and throughout our life, is programmed from all forms of information and influences that come into our lives, from what we see, what we hear, what we taste, who we associate with. All of this information, if it's done repetitively, it creates a form embedment into our subconscious mind. That subconscious mind then gives you the information for you to take action. For an example, if you are in a given situation, the situation that you find yourself in or that you may find yourself in, it is not the situation in of itself that causes the problem. But because of your pre-programmed subconscious mind, it is how you interpret the messages sent in that situation and how you react to that situation cause you to have the negative effect from that situation. Two people in the same situation could make two very different decisions. You could decide that I can have pity, I can have sympathy, I could have empathy if someone approaches me, or I could have fear, I could have anxiety, I could react. Most of the decisions that we make come from our negative programmed mindset. And unfortunately, most of the mindset that we have and most of the things that we have are not just programmed, but are programmed negatively and programmed by other people because we were never taught how to program our own mind. What the book outlines are step-by-step guides and several exercises that you could do and you could use how to program your mind or how to reprogram your mind. And if you reprogram your mind and change the way you think, the sky is the limit. There is nothing that you can't accomplish. You know, there's a very important or familiar text in Scripture that whatever the mind can conceive, if you believe, you can achieve. The issue is many people cannot and or do not have the faith to believe simply because their subconscious mind is programmed with negative thoughts. And light and darkness cannot dwell in the same space. So it is difficult to activate the faith that you desire to make things happen when in your subconscious mind, you're doing that on the conscious level, but on the subconscious mind, you're fighting yourself because inside it's saying, no, you can't, no, you won't, no, you don't deserve it.
We've got, time is going by so quickly. The name of the book we're talking about today is Breaking the Code, A Guide to Overcome the Effect of Negative Experiences and the Greatest Barrier to Faith and Performance. The author is Sekou Obedias. That's Sekou Obedias. I'll mention that again. So if you're going to Google, you'll know where you're going. But just remember, Breaking the Code. His website is goldint.org. That's goldint.org. Also, a personal website, SekouObedias.com. All of that will be on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Like I say, so much interesting information, time going by quickly. You mentioned this before, and I want to go back on this. What's the importance of relationships to self-development?
Rick, because, first of all, trying to reprogram your mind, it's simple. It's a simple task, but it's not easy. Because you have to face many things that you are pre-programmed in the past to reject. You may have to face rejection. You may have to go and deal with and bring up issues that you have in your subconscious suppressed. Many of the negative events in your life that has caused you pain, our mind fight the flight and fight aspects of our mindset would suppress those events to save us pain. The event themselves may have been suppressed. However, the effects of those events are still there, and those effects are troubling us throughout our lifetime. Going through this process, I would suggest that you have to be careful who you talk to and who influence your sphere as you go through the process of trying to change your mindset. Because you may at first not have the strength on your own to do all the things that are necessary. Therefore, you would have to choose, who should I trust that I can depend on that would A, give me proper advice, B, give me proper support, C, give me good positive reinforcement, and be truthful with me. And if you are not careful, not everyone you talk to and you call a friend might be a friend to you. There are several reasons why people show envy and jealousy of you, and I cover this in the book. So in the book, I cover a whole chapter on who the friend and what my expectation of a friend should be, so that you will be prepared to choose or select the person that you need as you walk through this journey of changing your mindset. And by the way, Rick, let me just take this minute to say one more thing on this. The way the book was written, it was divided into four parts. The very first part of the book is an introduction to who I am and why I think I'm uniquely qualified to deliver this message. The second part of the book provides information that will support many of the principles and theories that is outlined in the book. The third part is a step-by-step guide to help its readers overcome and reprogram their mind. The fourth part, however, which is important, have many principles of success and great tips as to how you can achieve any success at anything you do and how you can live or help you to live a purpose-driven, fully fulfilled life with great achievement, peace, and love. The reason why I'm saying this is that the book is not a theoretical book. It's not a medical book. It provides introduction to many topics and gives people a very large, wide range of resources that they can do studies of on their own. However, when I talk about relationships and some of these things, there are supportive things that people will need as they're taking themselves through the process. Relationship is one of those.
So much covered in the book, and unfortunately we're out of time. There's so much more that, and I'll encourage you to get the book, and I'll talk in a second how you can get a special deal by going to Siku's website. The name of the book is Breaking the Code, A Guide to Overcome the Effect of Negative Experiences and the Greatest Barrier to Faith and Performance. Siku Obadias is the author. That's S-E-K-O-U. O-B-A-D-I-A-S. The website to go to is goldgoldint.org. You can also go to his website, sikuobadiasbooks.com, and get information on the book there as well. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Siku, I understand, and I'm emphasizing that website because you can get a little better deal on the book, can't you, if you go to that website?
Made available to all of the major outdoor outlets, Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and every place else. However, if your audience would go to my website and purchase either this book or any one of my books from my website, and enter in the exit part under the coupon the name Rick, R-I-C, your name, I will give them a 20% discount off of the sales price, and also offer them 1 year free personal development life coaching, which is important, and people need that. But they will understand what the value is, and that's why I took the time to explain what a personal development life coach is.
Well, that's
it. Go to my website, you'll get a 20% discount plus 1 year free life coaching.
That is an excellent deal on so many levels. And if you go to the website, goldint.org, or Seiko's personal website, seikoobedias.com, and books.com, I will have all that information up on our website. The code to put in, as he mentioned, is RIC, and you can take advantage of that deal. Seiko, the time went by way, way too quickly. So many interesting things to talk about, and you cover them in the book, Breaking the Code, A Guide to Overcome the Effect of Negative Experiences and the Greatest Barrier to Our Faith and Performance. Thank you, sir, for being with us on the program. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to do it again. Excellent job. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you, and it's my honor. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you being with us once again. Breaking the Code, A Guide to Overcome the Effect of Negative Experiences and the Greatest Barrier to Faith and Performance. The book is available at goldint.org, along with the special deals that Seiko was talking about. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.